The deepest longing of a mother's heart is to see her children united with God for all eternity. Mother's Day, as you know, it's not a liturgical feast, but this holiday gives us the perfect opportunity to cover a very important, very dear topic to all of us. And I want to do a little something different this Mother's Day with a sermon. Commonly on Mother's Day, you hear a sermon that's entirely directed towards mothers, and it's basically telling mothers what you need to do to be good mothers. Today, we're going to take a little bit of a different approach. This sermon is kind of a little gift to our mothers here, and today we're going to discuss what it means to truly honor your mother. To start off on this topic, we need only to look at our Lord, his relationship with our Blessed Mother, his love and honor for her. The world received 3 years of our Lord's life. Our Lady received 30 years of his humble submission in that home in Nazareth. We know that our Lord, he worked his first miracle at the request of Mary. And when you think about it, it's a beautiful mystery of our faith. It's absolutely fascinating. Their relationship is unique in the sense that Christ, being God, he created and chose his own mother. The only man who can ever say he chose his own mother. In fact, you know, he holds her in existence. Just as he holds us in existence, he created and loved his mother before his mother existed. Fascinating. But in that relationship, that's much, much higher than all of our natural relationships, but in that, we can see something very important with the role, the relationship between mother and child, in that case, mother and son. And we see the fact that God elevated the role of motherhood, or the role of women in general. Women have that specific vocation of raising souls for heaven. They have that job, that ability. All the graces connected with it, God gives that to them. And this is the beauty of our Catholic faith. It's quite obvious when you think about this for a second. The doctrines of Protestantism, not to get on a theological debate, but the doctrines of Protestantism, they must have been conjured up by men who did not honor their mother. How can we say that? Well, how can you claim to love your mother if you show her a cold indifference? How can you claim to love our Lord if you show his mother a cold indifference? To show Mary honor is not to adore or worship her in the same sense as it is to worship God. Only God may be adored and worshiped. But just as you are commanded by Almighty God in the fourth commandment to honor your own mother, you're obviously not commanded to worship your own mother. And in that same context, we see that's the same relationship with our Lord and our Lady. Our Lady guides us. She facilitates us going to her divine Son. The role of the mother, the role of women, is to direct us to God by their love. They show us the love of God. They express it in our life. And the vocation of a mother, it consists absolutely in dying to self, to achieve, sustain, and support life. Not just natural life, obviously, supernatural life. That's the elevation of motherhood. Mothers, as you all know, they pour themselves out like a vessel. They give of themselves entirely. The mother obviously cannot achieve life, obviously in the order of nature, on her own. She can only support what is there. So I know what you're thinking. Father, this is very abstract. Can you please bring it back down to earth? What this means is that if men are not doing their job, the women will not be able to fully accomplish their job. So you say that is how you honor your mother. That's the first step in honoring mothers, or husbands honoring your wives. men provide women's support. That is the way God arranged it. And we think many societal problems, they can be solved overnight if men just started leading like they should. Not just providing economically, obviously those are needs that we all have, but first and foremost spiritually. If dad isn't that pillar of support in the family, protecting his family from the world, the flesh, and the devil, how can the father truly say that he honors the mother? We know a mother's greatest sorrow is seeing one of her children living in sin. That is the mother's greatest sorrow. Why? Because she directs everything to God. The children are directed straight to God. Obviously, children have a free will, but there's where we see the role of the father in that. That it's your main job, no matter what you do for a main job, doesn't matter. That day job is completely pointless if you don't provide first and foremost spiritually. It's wasted effort. We know if you don't, what point is it to feed the body if you don't feed the soul? And the father has that first role of leadership when it comes to the faith. If you don't train your children to live spiritually, to maintain their spiritual life in this crazy world that we live in, this immoral world, you're lacking in your job, your divine job given to you by Almighty God. So fathers, do you help the mother? Do you facilitate love in the home? Do you allow her to do that? That's her job. Do you allow her to love, express that love? Do you prioritize spending quality family time? Or does everyone just kind of get home and go do their own thing? Everyone kind of lives in a little box. That's not the ideal family unit. Fathers, are you an example of virtue for your kids? Is there clear order in the home? Is there charitable language used? Or is there this constant like wit and sarcasm that goes between everybody? And that's what we hear in the epistle. That's what St. Peter is saying. He's saying, but above all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmur. That's what holds a family together. That constant going back and forth and constant nitpicking every little thing, that divides a family. Fathers, do you tell your wife and your children that you love them? That's a great Mother's Day gift, not something that we should just do once a year. That should be done every day. Or do you view that saying, I love you, do you view that as being awkward? Because you view emotion as weakness. If you view emotion as weakness, that's a misunderstanding on your part. Emotion for a man is not weakness, it's only his lack of control of emotion that amounts to weakness. But expressing it is something quite natural. It's what God gives. Humans need that. All these things that apply to the father, they apply to sons, to young men, they apply to all of you as well. You had better start listening to your mother, because our Lord listened to his mother for 30 years. That's a common thing that you hear in the modern age. Boys, young men, they think it's uncool to listen to their mother. Remember, our Lord was 30. He's God. So we see that with young men fostering that. True manhood is honoring the mother. Protecting. That is your job as a son. Daughters, learn from your mothers. Learn to be patient. Learn to show respect, comfort, to be able to console. Learn to help your mothers. Don't make their life difficult. Learn all those virtues that are proper to true femininity. We learn all those from our Blessed Mother. Try to utilize that in your life. Your life will go much smoother. We could go on and on about all the ways in which, as individuals in our different states of life, we are to honor our mother. We could talk about it and continue to talk about it because we seem to always fail in it. But the main point is this. It's an analogy. I'll give you an analogy. Mothers, they are like archers. You know, an archer is someone who pulls a bow back and shoots an arrow. Mothers are like archers. Children, young and old, all of us, we all have a mother. We are arrows. Our mothers pull us back. They train us. They prepare us. They're getting ready to release us into the world. And then she lets us go. There's a certain age to where you have to take care of yourself. She gets past that point of training you, and you have to fly straight across the earth, not hitting anything, how to get attached to the world. You have to fly above the world, in the world, but not of it. And after you fly your course, then it's up for you to hit the mark. Your mother is aiming you at the mark. What is the mark? Heaven. Union with God, sanctity, virtue. The deepest longing of a mother's heart is to see her children united with God for all eternity. That is what it means to truly honor your mother. Living your faith. Living in the state of grace. We think of that, a Mother's Day card and some flowers probably costs about $20, maybe in today's world with our economy, $30 to $40 with inflation. But in reality, these things are good because they reflect what's in our heart. What should be in our heart is our will and desire to give everything for our mothers. Because our mothers give us life. They're the archer that's shooting us toward the goal. We are indebted to them. Everything. We are completely, entirely indebted to them. How can we repay them for the life that they have given us? You can repay them by living your faith and fulfilling the reason why she's training you, guiding you. Don't fight that. It's our fallen human nature that wants to fight that. Don't. As we think also on Mother's Day, let us pray for our mothers. Living and deceased, pray for your mothers. You have that obligation to repay what she has given you. No matter how good your mother is, you have that obligation. So let us all today on Mother's Day pray for our mothers. Thank God for giving us His mother. And let us reflect today, especially on Mother's Day, that a mother's vocation is to raise up souls for heaven. The greatest gift that you can give to your mother, the true way in which you can truly show that you honor her, fulfilling that fourth commandment, is to cooperate with grace, live a Catholic life, and save your soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.